The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
It's Chris Pavone with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Looking at tonight's MLB slate, we're going to start off. White Sox are in the nation's capital to play the Nationals. Ronaldo Lopez versus Steven Strasburg in that pitching matchup. The Atlanta Braves, they are in Pittsburgh to play the Pirates. Max Fried takes on Stephen Brault in that pitching matchup. The Blue Jays host the New York Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka will take on Clayton Richard in that pitching matchup. Indians host the Twins. Devin Smeltzer versus Shane Bieber. The San Francisco Giants are at Citi Field tonight to take on the Mets. It's Madison Bumgarner versus Noah Syndergaard in that matchup. Tampa Bay, they are in Detroit. Blake Snell versus Ryan Carpenter. The Marlins, they are in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. Pablo Lopez versus Chase Anderson. The Red Sox are in Kansas City to take on the Royals. Eduardo Rodriguez versus Glenn Sparkman in that pitching matchup. The Orioles will take on the Rangers from the ballpark in Arlington. Dylan Bundy versus Drew Smiley in that matchup right there. The Rockies are at Wrigley Field to take on the Cubbies. Jeff Hoffman versus Kyle Hendricks in that matchup. The Cincinnati Reds are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Luis Castillo versus Genesis Cabrera.
That's the game I got action on tonight.
Excellent there. Dane, thank you very much for that one. The LA Dodgers are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. Hyunjin Ryu versus Taylor Clark. The Oakland Athletics are in Disneyland to play the Los Angeles Angels. Frankie Montas versus Griffin Canning. The Philadelphia Phillies are in San Diego to take on the Padres. Jared Eichhoff versus Chris Paddock. And the Houston Astros are in Seattle taking on the Mariners. Wade Miley versus an unknown pitcher yet. Guys, in other news around sports, a federal judge ruled Monday that a law prohibiting interstate wagering applies only to sports gambling, setting aside the Justice Department opinion that some states feared would make online lottery activities, including Powerball, illegal and put the programs they fund at risk. Judge Paul Barbadaro's ruling comes in response to a suit filed by the New Hampshire Lottery Commission in February, which said a Justice Department opinion issued last year subjects its employees to prosecutions creates uncertainty about whether it should cease operations. It could cost the state more than $90 million a year. Data gathered by the Associated Press shows states would have been at risk of losing at least $220 million in net profits annually if the Justice Department had targeted single tickets sold online for more than $23 billion under the broadest interpretation that would have prohibited all lottery-related activities that use the Internet, including popular games like Powerball. But it just seems like this is only an issue for sports gambling. So I guess in a sense, Dane, this is kind of like that idea that, you have to go from – you have to leave New York to place a bet in New Jersey I guess that would be it?
Maybe. You know, I think everyone's just trying to figure it out. The biggest issue here is like the brick and mortar versus the online being able to make bets on your phone. And I think everybody realizes that the real money is with the online apps and stuff like that. It's just a harder restriction for the law because originally, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, they're supposed to be tied to brick and mortar, actually houses. And so that's the difference, right? If they're affiliated with an actual shop or if they're going to be able to be online as well.
All right, Bavona, what'd we just say about this this game here tomorrow night, right? Follow the money, right?
Follow the money.
Just follow the cash. The money right now is in established brick-and-mortar casinos that have a vested interest in not only the politicians in Chicago,
right,
but also the idea that your ass has to come into my building in order to place a bet, as opposed to, you know, driving around and logging on the phone. And, oh, yeah, by the way, those guys who already have established brick-and-mortars, they're going to be the first ones that are allowed
first
with the app as well. There you go. So, yeah, just follow the money, and it's no wonder why those guys behind those established brick-and-mortar places and that, yeah, they want you to come into the building for a reason. They don't want a whole lot of competition from outside tech companies. Not yet, anyway. They want a foot in the market, which is why I think they had that 18-month moratorium, right? Or it was written into there where it would take 18 months before we could introduce any sort of new, FanDuel or DraftKings type of situation. Yeah, so you give these guys a year and a half in the market.
Guys a head start.
Exactly, Kurt. Why? Well, they bought and paid the Chicago politicians first. Come on. Got to get their money's worth.
All right, guys. Finally, kind of a cute story here. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster attended the Charters Valley High School prom over the weekend after student Anthony Molinaro had asked him directly on social media. Molinaro direct messaged Juju after his date broke up with him, according to WPXI-TV in Pittsburgh here. Reportedly, the students showed their appreciation with a profane chant directed at Juju's former teammate, Antonio Brown, who used social media to take aim at Smith-Schuster on his way out of town. I just thought that's just kind of a sweet thing.
Bavona, listen, if you had to ask somebody to the prom, who the hell would it be? Would it be Juju Schuster? What is wrong with these kids?
No, I'm asking Christina Hendricks.
Yeah, thank you.
That'll work.
Hello.
Ridiculous. He wanted to have a romantic evening.
Oh, bro, this.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
It's so funny. Welcome in here. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Final hour here on the show. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Yeah, it's this whole promposal thing with these athletes, and I think Khloe Kardashian just went to a prom too as well.
If I get 5,000 retweets, then I'll go with you. If it's a big enough social media, if it goes viral and can help my brand, then I'll go with you.
Yeah, like seriously, who the hell would you go? Like, I don't know. Would I go with an athlete? Like, would I invite an athlete and be like, hey, man, bummed out. The chick blew me off. But, hey, who can we – hey, Mike Trout, are you available to come to the prom? Like, I don't know. I don't know who I would actually – I'm trying to think. Who would I ask to go? Oh, I know. Never mind. I don't even know what I was thinking there. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Scarlett.
Well, no. Don't you have a thing for Jeannie Buss, Joe?
I do love Jeannie Buss. You know what it is? Listen, if I took Jeannie Buss to the prom, LeBron wouldn't be on the Lakers. We'd be working a whole different angle right now with Jeannie Buss.
There you go.
Yeah, somebody ought to do that though, because it looks like she needs a good prom date at this point.
If you ask Gabe, it's Flo, right?
Yeah, it's definitely Flo. Loves himself some Flo there. Not me. I got to go the other route. I got to go Scarlett. If I'm going to go to the prom, give me – yeah, right? You know what I mean? It ain't going to be Mike Trout. You know,
sure.
And listen, I love myself some Domingo Germán, making me a lot of money here this year.
Right,
but
right.
I ain't asking him to the prom. Like, come on, people.
Fair enough.
Juju Smith-Schuster, please. You guys are missing the whole point of what the prom is all about. It's like asking Klay Thompson, since he ain't going to play anyway. And that's really the big question to me in this game tomorrow night. How much do they need? Because we've talked about Kevin Durant being worth 2 points here, Dane. But it's amazing to me, even still, nobody's talking about the impact of Klay Thompson on this team. It cracks me up that even from a spread perspective, right, from a Vegas perspective, more people are interested in Kevin Durant being on the court then Klay Thompson's like, that's all right. He may be all right. Well, even if he can't go, it's all right. What is Kevin Durant going to do? I'm fascinated that nobody still gives this guy any credit.
Yep, absolutely. It's true. Like, we don't give Kevin Love credit for the, you know, not being there and hurting the Cavs back in the year.
Yep. Yep, it's crazy. We'll break down the game coming up here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Hey, Aubrey.
Yeah, his real name's Aubrey. What up, Aubrey, you bum ass? I actually purposely waited in the hallway for him, which then I realized, I'm like, oh, man, this is, like, yeah, it's real. Like, they don't like him now, for real. I'm not the biggest fan of New Balance putting up billboards to Kawhi Leonard outside the arena either, to be honest. Guys, everyone needs to settle down, man. I like the cockiness, but it's a little bit much. Like, it's like we're trolling the best team in the world.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, people, here we go. Final hour, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Big week coming up here. Don't forget, got a little soccer coming up here, Dane. We got ourselves a little women's World Cup coming up. We've got, of course, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals continuing to hum along. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes, will he or won't he? There's a lot going on here, and from what I understand, and we're going to have some guys on this week to kind of preview the 2019 Women's World Cup from France, as USA and France seem to be the number one and number two seed. But unfortunately, if they win their rounds, it looks like they meet way early process here.
Like,
yeah,
they're in or whatever.
Yeah, if they win their groups, it looks like they meet in the first quarterfinals, and that's going to be a bit of a problem.
Yeah,
which is kind of screwy the way they have it set up. But we'll have it broken down for you. And it was funny. We were just talking about, Dana and I were just talking about the lack of, it's amazing to me, the lack of respect that Klay Thompson is getting here. Because it's so funny. Here's a guy that we're all wondering It's a slight hamstring strain, and yet the entire topic of conversation and the sharps included, right? Look at the money in Vegas. They're waiting not on Klay Thompson so much, the decision on whether or not he's going to play. They're waiting here on when is Kevin Durant coming back. And once again, it's like Klay Thompson's kind of an afterthought. It blows me away. If this was Steph Curry, we'd be having a totally different conversation. But because it's Klay Thompson, we kind of discount the impact he has on his team. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Dan. If it wasn't for Klay Thompson in the first half of game two, they're down 0-2 heading into this game, and they're having a totally different conversation here. So I don't want to minimize the impact that he has on the game, but it seems that bettors, Vegas, and just about everybody else, it's like, oh, Klay Thompson, yeah, but where's Kevin Durant? Is Kevin Durant going to play?
Right.
And that's what we all seem to be waiting for, and it blows my mind. It really does.
You know, it's interesting, and I think, you know, conceptually this happens to the third of the big three a lot. You know, I think this happens, like, Joe, you were down there in Miami. Like, what happened to the reputation of Chris Bosh after playing with LeBron and Dwayne Wade? Like, Chris Bosh was an all-star. Chris Bosh is a borderline Hall of Famer, Joe, in my opinion. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. But he's thought of as, like, the also-ran in the big three. Similar with Klay. Similar with, oh, I don't know, Kevin Love. With Cleveland, with Kyrie and LeBron, you know. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, but Kevin Love, whatever. You forget Kevin Love is a perennial all-star. That's why it's a big three, because these three have to be respected. The court has to be spaced out with respecting them. What are you going to do, double-team someone off of Klay Thompson? You out of your mind? You know what I mean? The same thing I would even say in Boston, you know. Remember back in the day when the original quote-unquote big three, I would say that like a Ray Allen got short-shrifted on some level. Everyone knew Durant and Paul Pierce. But so this happens, I think, a lot. And to Klay's credit, remember just about a week ago, he didn't make one of the all NBA teams, right? And he was saying that it's disrespectful to him, but he doesn't care because he gets rings. I think that encapsulates exactly what we're talking about. He's sacrificing a lot in terms of prestige, in terms of reputation, in terms of money, in terms of bonuses, in terms of all-star appearances, all that stuff. But what you get on the back end, hopefully, is rings and a statue. And that's the way Klay Thompson, I think, views it. But this is part and parcel of that sacrifice.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny you make a great point with Chris Bosh, because that was a big thing down here for a long, long time. It was he kind of never got his due, at least. People never really – it was always D-Wade and LeBron and – you know, Bosh was the kind of afterthought, and it happens, you're right, with the big three. But from a betting perspective and from a gambling perspective, like, his value to me, it's definitely something I think should be more of a concern for people, given the fact that he's been there and he's been in this rotation here. He's a hell of a lot sharper than what Kevin Durant. I don't care what Kevin Durant comes back as. There's no way Kevin Durant is going to be as sharp as what Klay Thompson would be if he's playing. And let's assume they both come back 70%. You're going to tell me you wouldn't take Klay Thompson over Kevin Durant simply from the fact that this guy has been actually, dropping 20 a game here the entire playoffs, why Kevin Durant has been on the sideline rehabbing a calf. It's very interesting to me that the lack of respect some people just don't feel that, hey, listen, Kevin Durant is the bigger story, and I get it, but I don't know that Kevin Durant is the bigger point differential right now heading into this game tomorrow night. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, I think Klay Thompson might be worth just a few more points, especially from a defensive standpoint, because do we really know with a calf injury, how effective is he going to be defensively, Kevin Durant? And who does he play? So a lot of unknowns with a guy that's been out a month. And maybe we're overthinking it. Look at Boogie Cousins, right? Cousins played 8 minutes in game one, was sucking wind, and we're like, oh, boy, Raptor fans were like, go ahead, give us some more Boogie Cousins. And then he drops 28 minutes and single-handedly is one of the biggest factors as to why Golden State wins game two. So maybe it's just Kevin Durant comes in tomorrow, plays 8 minutes, you know, gets his feet underneath him, and then game four come. Maybe that's what people are expecting. These are the greatest athletes in the world, of course. So maybe we're just underestimating what they're capable of a 30-day layoff with an injury.
Their production is not only how they fill up the box score, though, with these guys specifically, right? A 70% Clay, a 70% Kevin Durant, what they still do is stretch the floor, Joe. You know, whether that shows up at field goal attempts or points in the box score. And now you have a growing Boogie Cousins, right, who can be in the post. And if you just have Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson on the floor, it's a lot easier to double off those guys than it is like Quinn Cook and Jarebko and Livingston. You know what I mean? So it could open up for others. Remember, you had this, you talked about this as it related to like Joel Embiid and the shooters around him before, right? So having those shooters around him back and dressed and active stretches the floor for, you know, Curry driving and for Cousins inside and for Draymond as well. So there are a lot of other implications that help the Warriors, I think, besides just them scoring.
Absolutely. And don't look now, but I think we have gotten our very first hint as to what Kevin Durant is planning on doing next year.
Really?
As far as,
buy a house in New York?
Yeah, no. Well, we heard Kawhi, right, bought a house in Toronto, and the whole world is going ballistic here. We heard so much about the house in L.A. he had built, and he loves L.A. He's from L.A. Okay, I get it. Now we just heard the last 24 hours have been about Kawhi buying a house in Toronto. And people are already jumping from A to K because obviously buying a house in Toronto isn't for, I don't know, maybe the investment purposes, but more along the lines that he is permanently going to park his ass in Toronto and sign
he
an extension.
He wants to take advantage of those free Uber rides.
Right.
Those free Lyft rides and restaurants and the recording studio, Joe.
Right. Because Lord knows the only reason people invest in real estate is to simply because that's where they're going to be playing the following year. It's so funny that's what goes on here. The NBA loves it because the more we're talking about that stuff, the better off it is for the NBA. But Kevin Durant, the biggest question, where will he be next season, right? It's been the hottest topic of conversation. You and I have talked.
Yes.
Will he go to New York, right? Will he play with Kyrie? What will he do? Will he stay in California, maybe go down to the Clippers? So much has gone on. And you and I have always been of the mindset that we're not 100% sold he leaves the Golden State Warriors, with especially if they win this year, the opportunity to keep rolling and doing something no other team really in the modern era has ever been able to do. Moving to a new stadium. I mean, there's so much happening for the Golden State Warriors right now. And I think Nike might have actually told us exactly what he's doing next year.
Ooh.
They did it by accident.
Ooh.
But I'll tell you, I'll show you
the colors of a new sneakers or something. Is it blue and orange?
Are they blue and orange? You guys see it. You're gonna love it. We'll tell you next where he's going. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
So Gerald McCoy signs with the Carolina Panthers on a one-year deal, yep. Mostly simply because he wants to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice a year and stick it to them. So congratulations to Gerald McCoy. And looking at that front, by the way, for the Carolina Panthers now, they've got, what, Kawani Short, Dontre Poe, Gerald McCoy, Bruce Irvin, Christian Miller, Vernon Butler, they got Kuechly and Shaq Thompson behind them. That front of the Panthers, guys, is woo! And he wants to play Tampa. He could have went to Baltimore. He could have gone to a few other places, but it's being reported that he loves the familiarity within the division, and that's exactly what he wanted to do. He wanted to stay there, and who better to know the Tampa Bay Bucs than, right, Gerald McCoy. So, yeah. Big
that
signing.
That season when they were on Hard Knocks one season, and Gerald McCoy was really one of the stars of that, you know, as a veteran leader, doing a lot of good stuff in the locker room. But also, you saw, like, there was one practice where it was clear that Gerald McCoy was like, no one's allowed to hit Jameis Winston. No one's allowed to hit number three. Well, guess what? Now he's allowed to hit Jameis Winston. All right. And Joe, also, you know, on Fantasy Freestyle, I do it once a week. We are now, I'm backwards planning. I am now starting already division by division previews. And honestly, I previewed the NFC South last night. And to be honest, I do like that front. But I don't think in many other places the Carolina Panthers got better. You know, they're Christian McCaffrey and what else? And what do you think about Cam Newton and that shoulder? You know, they're saying all the right things. But at this time 2 years ago, they were saying all the right things about Andrew Luck as well. You know, and his shoulder. So we'll see.
Well, for the price.
I don't know. You like the Panthers,
for what
this year?
They price and they got him for. Because he ended up taking a hell of a lot less money than he could have gotten in some of the other places. But he wanted to be familiar ground. He feels he knows the division a little bit better. And if you're Carolina, listen, you got a guy like Gerald McCoy for what, $8
million? Sure.
$10 million incentives. That's a steal. So, yeah, they've still got a lot of holes to address there.
Do you believe Cam is playing 16 games?
No. I don't even know if he can make I still don't know. I know he's working out. I know his arm. They're saying all the right things. The rehab is going. But you just don't know, and we're not going to have a better idea until we get way closer to August and September when we can actually see him do some things on the field, because I don't know. I can tell you the Cam Newton we watched last year, they're not winning seven games with that Cam Newton.
Right. Their total is 7.5, Joe, and I am I'm happy to bet the under on the Panthers, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you know, give me a little more time on his rehab. Let me see what it's shaping up to be. It could be very good. If we get a Cam Newton that's a little kind of new and improved, but I don't know. But I mentioned Kevin Durant and the Warriors. Where is he going to be? And it turns out that Nike may have dropped the unexpected bomb here, and people are going ballistic because we know he doesn't have to make a decision until July 1st, right? And that's what he's kind of told the media. I'm not worried about it till July, guys. Not worried about it till July. For Kevin Durant's, all of his insecurities, he's been pretty steadfast on the, I'll worry about that in July, guys. I'm worried about that in July. He's never really given us, like Kawhi, never really given us any indication what the hell he's thinking or what he's planning on doing. Everything that we have gotten has been from, quote unquote, outside sources. Sources say. Well, turns out that on Nike's website, they were promoting a shirt that they are selling for KD. And we know he's with Nike, of course. So one of the shirts and products he has is a list of every city that Durant has played on since high school. Right? This is the new shirt that's up for sale. What do you think the last name at the end of that list is?
Is there anything after Golden State Warriors?
Well, after Oakland, California, it is followed by San Francisco, California. And where would the new...
That's just the move for the Warriors.
Yeah, where next year are the Warriors playing their basketball? It ain't in Oakland. It's in San Francisco. So given the fact that the Warriors, this is their final season in Oakland, they got a new arena, and from what I understand, this arena in San Fran, dude, is ridiculous. Like, absolutely ridiculous. And it's hard to imagine, if you're Nike, right? Why would Nike print and put together a shirt that would include both cities?
Right.
When the other city doesn't exist.
When the franchise moves there, right.
That's correct.
It's like doing a Vladimir Guerrero of Montreal as the Expos and Washington, you know, with the team move. Right. That's interesting.
Now, if anybody would know where he's leaning.
Yes, it would be Nike. Yes.
Am I right? So 200 and 300 million gives you some access to that kind of information as opposed to us.
You don't go ahead and print those because you risk them, like, you know, becoming a collector's item, right?
Right.
Like, if he does sign, oh, let's say with the Knicks, right?
Right.
Then this shirt with him listed as, like, his hometown team or whatever being San Francisco is like a weird, ironic collector's item. Unless they pull it that San Francisco and Oakland are both the Warriors. But you're right. The move is happening next year.
Next year, right. So it does. So people, of course, first of all, kudos to, I wish I had that much time to just scour the internet and Nike websites looking for any sort of anomalies that I can possibly latch onto. But I got to tell you, this is the first. I would much rather believe this than any of these so-called, from what I hear, Kevin Durant is going to, absolutely not. But it does make it very interesting. Why print San Francisco when the Stadium A is not open and doesn't come into existence until next year? Why list it on a place of everywhere Kevin Durant is going to play? Keep that in mind, guys. I'm not saying that that's what it's going to be. I'm just saying it makes for a very interesting conversation. Also, I don't know if you saw, Roger Goodell wants to shorten the preseason. This was an interesting. Yeah, a lot of people were interested on this. He said that we've always been told the NFL, if the owners had their way, they'd squeeze an extra two games out, right? They try to extend the gravy train here. Yeah. And I guess in order for that to happen, the first step would be, you got to cut back the preseason game. You can't have four preseason games and expect to increase the schedule to 18 games. The Players Association would never go for it. So Goodell apparently said yesterday in Buffalo that he has spoken to coaches, and the consensus is that really not necessary to evaluate players ahead of the regular season in four games. That it's kind of a waste of time, even though that's still tickets the teams can sell, right, to their packages. Because when you buy season tickets, guys, don't forget, you get handed four tickets.
Whether you
get handed the two.
Trust me.
So I think it's interesting considering that the Rams didn't play a single starter last preseason and yet made it to the Super Bowl, right? Remember that?
I think the Bears did that also, ironically.
Yeah, so...
In like the third week, you know, it was like everyone the third week, the dress rehearsal.
Yes. But to me, all that is a precursor to them trying to ram down an extra two games. They're showcasing it right now, and they're selling it to, hey, guys, you know, coaches say you don't need. Why risk it? You know, let's go ahead, back off the two. We'll keep two preseason games, and that. Yeah. Because the next conversation is going to be, oh, by the way, we're going to add two more games to the regular season. They're not gonna voluntarily give up
a whole a date where they could sell concessions and beer and t-shirts and stuff like that. So if you're gonna shorten the sacrifice the preseason by two, you gotta add it onto the regular season.
Yeah, billionaires are not going to just voluntarily give money back.
That's the same thing about like shortening the NBA schedule. You know, there was things about that, like let's just make it start on Christmas Day and be 50 games. What owner is going to give up 15 home dates on the calendar to make money?
Yeah, nobody. That's the whole point. Absolutely nobody is going to do that. I do find it fascinating. That is for sure. That I love the way they sell it to us in one hand, and then of course. There's always an ulterior motive. We should get shirts. Speaking of T-shirts, we should just get shirts that say, here, guys, don't overthink it. Follow the money, because the money will tell you everything you need to know about the situation. Chicago or new, you know, Illinois with the, what do you mean it's only brick and mortar I can place a bet in? Oh, Kevin Durant.
Futures on. Right, yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens with that. But yeah, Roger Goodell trying to sell us on shortening the preseason just means he's going to put the screws to them come CBA time and go, hey, let's go 18, which I don't necessarily have a problem with an 18 game schedule as long as
a second bye, Joe.
The second bye, exactly. As long as you, I don't have a problem with it. As long as the second bye comes into play,
I agree.
And the scheduling works out accordingly.
Correct. I've actually said this is a great opportunity. If you lengthen it and you add the second bye, you could do what I've been angling and lobbying for forever. You could push it back, Joe, the whole season, so that the Super Bowl is the day before President's Day, thus making it a national holiday. To go watch the Super Bowl if nobody's got to go to work the next day anyway because productivity ain't there. So if they added the two games and a second bye, you could be adding almost 2 or 3 weeks to the season, pushing the Super Bowl back a couple weeks so that's the day before President's Day. I think they should look at that comprehensively.
I don't have a problem. Yeah, I wouldn't be against it. I'm sure this is always going to be a hotly contested, but let's keep in mind here, the next CBA, here's what's going to be at the top of the list. Stop testing for marijuana. Okay, we'll stop testing for marijuana. But again, billionaire owners, okay, we're going to take away two preseason games and jack you up for two extra games.
We'll help safety, but we'll make you run out there and have more car crashes.
Exactly it. All right, we'll introduce you to Craig Mish, one of the newest members of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Coming up here. Join us next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, guys, time to put your money where your mouth is, getting ready for NBA Finals Game 3 tomorrow. Take a shot by opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. It's that simple. FanDuel is Jersey's largest sports book. If you go to FanDuel.com/grid, you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Whether it's point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college, pro sports, not going to make a difference, guys. You are always in control at FanDuel.com. So hit it up, FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And we're excited. Got a lot going on. Full slate of baseball games getting ready to come your way here today. Limited last night. We had a day game for the Angels yesterday that got hammered by John Lester and the Cubs. We had
what
a couple
is the wind
of
doing in Wrigley
West. Even then, I don't think it hit the over though yesterday.
I know. Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs today too. He's
yes.
Well.
And the Angels, poor Angels had to fly in and now they had to fly out, which cracks me up. Last night was the draft coming up here. And
which
in
means
just a
we're going to get
minutes.
Movement on Dallas Keuchel this week. Okay. Remember, because the compensatory pick was the problem why a lot of teams didn't want to sign Keuchel yet. Now that we've passed the draft, I believe we're going to get movement on Dallas Keuchel this week.
Yes, we are. We'll introduce you here to Craig Mish in just a couple of minutes, too, the latest member to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network team. He's going to be hosting a show here when it comes to fantasy baseball, guys. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has been on top of it like Craig. He's down in my neck of the woods here in Miami. Also hosts the Swings and Mishes. What a great podcast that is. If you guys love fantasy baseball, 2 to 4, guys, that is going to be, noon to 2, rather, during the week is when you guys are going to get to hang out with Craig Mish. You're going to love it. Speaking of which, he joins us now on the phone
Ask
here on this Tuesday. That's thoughts are things, damn it. Craig, welcome in, my man. How are you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. We were just talking here a little bit of baseball. And for those of you that are just joining us here this morning, When it comes to fantasy baseball, Craig has been on the forefront, certainly. And this poor guy, think about this, guys. He's had to endure the Miami Marlins forever, including over the last couple of years. And nobody has done a better job of covering fantasy baseball and the Marlins than Craig did. And Craig, are you excited, man? You got the new show getting ready to launch here. Are you excited to be part of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network?
Yeah, we got on the air yesterday, Joe, and it was our first show, and we're excited really to be part of this and be part of the great group at Sports Grid for sure. And it's really an exciting time, as you know, with all of the wagering talk that you guys do and you do in the morning, Joe and Dane. It's going to be great, and I think that I'll do some of that as well. And you know, certainly the great partnerships that Sports Grid has with FanDuel and the Meadowlands, and the great people that are working for the company, like Mayone and Mike Cardano and David Katz, Elvis Duran Group. I want to thank all of them, Joe, because without them, I wouldn't be here.
It's awesome, man. We're glad to have you. And I want to get your thoughts right off the bat here, though, as we're approaching, and it's hard to believe we're less than a month away to the All-Star break. But what is your initial impression so far this year? Dane and I have done a lot of talking about it's either a strikeout or it's a home run. And from a betting perspective, you know, getting anything over the first five, you ought to have your head examined these days, because it doesn't seem like any bullpen can hold the lead. But what are your initial impressions here so far with what you've seen in 2019?
Yeah, and I think that that's a really good point. You know, the one thing, Joe, that I try to do at the beginning of the season, and really it's something that I've been successful at. Look, as it pertains to baseball, as you just mentioned, your team can have the lead after five, six innings. You got a total of 7.5 or 8. That thing flies over because of the bullpens. And even in the first five innings, you really have no idea. So what I try to do is, because of all the coverage that I do in spring training and for almost 20 years covering the game, it's a little bit of a slippery slope. But now with wagering being legal, the one thing that I've honed in on over the last few years are those win totals that come out before the season, those futures that you can do, because it's really important to identify which teams at the beginning of the season are going to be buyers and sellers. And if you can figure that out before the beginning of the year, you're really going to be in a much better position. As an example, going into the year, you didn't really know which way the Minnesota Twins were going to go. But at this point, with them having that great record, you know at the deadline they're buyers. And then conversely, you had a number of 76.5 on the Blue Jays going into the season with very little fanfare, no additions in the offseason, and you know what they're going to be doing at the deadline. They're going to be selling. So for me, I kind of look at those middle teams at the beginning of the year, those win totals that are between like 75 and 80, somewhere around that range, and try and predict which teams are going to be better or worse than what Vegas thinks. But certainly I understand your point on a daily basis. And yeah, you're right. I mean, bullpens have literally cost and probably built more hotels in Vegas, I'm going to guess, than in New Jersey, based on the way that these things have panned out.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I'm on the over all the time, Craig. Hey, Craig, this is Dane Martinez. You know, glad to have you aboard and down with the team. You know, we asked you about in baseball strikeout rates, you know, home run to fly ball rates, launch angle as a trend, and what to do off of that. I want to take the same approach to fantasy football because Craig, I'm so excited. I got my Scotty Fish invite, you know, last week. I've already got expert drafts on the calendar. I'm doing division previews, digging into some of these numbers. So I want to get your take on this. Craig, we know that the NFL is now such a passing league, right? And so the experts have gotten ahead on things like kind of weight on quarterback, because that production is not as valuable as it once was. Everyone's throwing for 4,400 yards, that kind of thing. I want to ask you how it applies now to the tight end position, Craig, because I see a tier, obviously, of Kelce and Ertz and Kittle, right? But then I see another tier of like four or five guys. The Hunter Henrys, the O.J. Howards of the world, you know, the Jared Cooks of the world. My question for you is, what is the gap in these tiers of tight ends? Because I'm seeing the top guys go in the second, third round now. So where do you feel comfortable to still get a like week-to-week advantage tight end? How early do you have to spend draft capital to do it? And what do you recommend for the tight end position this year? Because it is such a passing league.
Yeah, it's funny, Dean, that you mentioned that. It's weird that I thought that you may end up going there, because that's the one position I think that has really lost a ton of value over the last few years in fantasy. And for those people who have played, I've played fantasy for 20, 25 years. I mean, you could go back and you could grab a Tony Gonzalez or a Shannon Sharp and one of those elite tight ends, one named Antonio Gates, and all of a sudden you're absolutely right. It was the only position in all of fantasy sports, Dane, that you could go into a week, look at the other team's tight end and say, well, at least I know that I have the advantage there. I don't think you can do that anymore. And we lost, obviously, a top five, I would say, at the very worst tight end in Gronkowski this year since he's going to retire. So for me, I don't know that it's necessarily a punt position. I think there are some tight ends with some upside going into the year. I'm playing in a dynasty league. And honestly, I looked at the pool of who was available. And look, I'm going to be drafting one of my two rookie tight ends. Probably. I like both kids on Iowa, by the way, Noah Fant and Hockenson. I saw both those kids play in the Big Ten in college, and I know they were featured a lot. You know, Hockenson, some people like more. I tend to like Fant. I think he's a little bit more of a pass catcher, and everyone's worried about his blocking ability, but I'm not. The player that I acquired in my dynasty league, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, was Evan Engram. That was the one guy that I really thought that could have some upside. And I really feel like, I mean, you're not going to get a tight end that's going to catch 90 balls for 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns anymore. So even with a guy like Engram, Dane, he's probably a mid to late round pick. It's just not something that I'm going to invest highly in going into 2019. But certainly, look, there could be some opportunity for some others as well. Jets tight end, whose name's escaping me also.
Is another one from here.
Yeah, from South Florida. Saw him play at Miami for a number of years.
Yeah, I was going to say, U of M guy. Craig, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I forgot his name there for a second, Joe. I'm so focused in on baseball at the moment, as you know. But yeah, I live in South Florida. I'm actually not a Hurricane. I'm a Gator. I went to the University of Florida, so that's my calling card here.
Oh, yeah. It's tough to be in the 305 and wear that Gator uniform, that is for sure. Craig Mish joining us. Fantasy Sports Today, noon to 2 is when you can catch it here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, speaking of fantasy baseball, I mean, listen, here we are a couple of months, right, heading into June in the Major League Baseball season. Some teams, you mentioned the Twins, from a betting perspective, extremely profitable. Both full game and first five. But, right. You know, Craig, we all know here, you can't make a living on a 162-game season grinding out minus 170, minus 210 favorites here. You're going to get killed. So the Marlins, for instance, over the last month, they've been pretty profitable here. I don't think they're nearly as bad as – I mean, they're bad, but I like them of all those bottom dwellers. Talk to us a little bit here about the profitability of the Miami Marlins compared to like a Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, well, the Marlins are going to be an under team, I think, even though they've been able to score a lot of runs recently. I think that that's primary, especially when they're at home, Joe, in Marlins Park. I think that that's going to be one of the teams that you would slant toward the under. And they do have some really good pitching, but I would caution people that as the summer goes on, at some point, remember, they have four starters in their rotation that are all on innings limits, meaning, and for those people who don't understand and are new to this, these kids are going to get shut down. You're not going to see them in September. And so it's and by the way, the Marlins don't have a ton of guys to call up in August and September that are all of a sudden going to be named Vladimir Guerrero Jr. that are going to start hitting crazy home runs. That's not happening. So I think probably if I was just to do a straight run through the rest of the year, I would guess they would go under more than over. From a betting perspective, it's definitely a unique situation because they're in that kind of rebuild or build mode. But what they have definitely proven to this point of the season, Joe, is that when they face the Giants – or they face the Tigers, or some of these subpar teams, they absolutely, even with an even money line, can win. And just because they've beaten up on a lot of bad teams over the last couple of weeks, and that's absolutely true, they've beaten up on some subpar teams, but do we really care at the counter? No. So I think that's kind of the key there. If they're minus 120 or plus 110, it doesn't make a difference. The one team that I would say that if I was doing like just a straight run the rest of the season of a team that would win more than they lose and probably not going to be huge favorites unless they're playing against the Giants would be the Rockies. They are starting to really come on, Joe. And I think that, you know, this is kind of the same thing for them every year. They get off these sort of slow starts. They have a couple of players on their team. Ian Desmond always starts off slow. Blackman tends to start off slow. And then in the summer comes, and then that air in Colorado gets really light, and they start going crazy. We saw it a couple of weeks ago when they played against, I think it was Arizona. The score was like 15-10, something like that. So
yeah,
I like
them
on the over.
Don't remind me. I had Dahl on the bench all last week. I want to shoot myself. All right, Craig Mish, make sure you're joining him noon to 2 here, guys. It's
welcome,
the Fantasy Sports Today.
Thank you,
all right,
thank you, Joe.
Love it. Craig, thank you, my man. Good luck with the show. We'll talk to you again. Morning After is on his way. Dane and I will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Let's make it rain, people. Good luck.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Todd Gurley did an interview on Uninterrupted, and he was asked about Drake's, you know, hanging out in L.A. Are you friends? Are you close enough with Drake where you've got his phone number? And Gurley said, oh, hell no, man. I don't want his phone number in my phone. The dude is not a bad luck. I just want to send a shout out to Gurley for recognizing everything that dude touches from an athletic standpoint turns to crap.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Another thing that was annoying was another headline that I watched yesterday having to do with, of course, you know, as Tom Brady and everyone else descend upon their camps here, getting ready for their mandatory situations here. Mandatory practices now, which is nice. And I know a whole bunch of reporters, beat reporters, NFL beat reporters, that they were, this is like Christmas for them. They are beside themselves being able to get into the whole NFL mode once again. But I thought it was hilarious that somehow Adam Humphries, who was one of the prized free agent wide receivers.
Yeah.
Did you see this where, he was, you know, he was one of these guys that over the offseason, a lot of people were wondering, where is he going to be? This was a guy that could help certainly out of the slot position. Yeah. And I guess he had an opportunity to go to New England. New England was hot and heavy with him. And this has been a problem in the offseason. We were all like, guys, you need no more Gronk. Like, you need weapons for Brady. And a lot of Patriot fans were like, why didn't you go out and get Humphreys? Or so? And they were like, we tried. And Humphreys chose the Titans. But he signs a four-year deal with Tennessee. And apparently when asked, why would you give up the opportunity to go play with, you know, like the greatest of all time, but you'd opt to go to a total dumpster fire where we don't know what the hell's going on in Tennessee, where the most underperforming, overhyped quarterback in Marcus Mariota, like, why would you choose this? And his answer was, because Brady's too old. I don't want to be stuck in a four-year contract with a guy that doesn't have anything left in the tank. You know, he's about to be, what, 42? So, you know, talk about honesty. And we do this all the time, Dane, right? Like, you know, whether it be Todd Gurley, whether he's friends with Drake or not, or Adam Humphreys here, guys that we always want transparency, right? We want guys' authenticity. And I love it. Patriot fans are, their panties are in such a bunch right now because Humphreys had the unmitigated gall to go, listen, he's the greatest of all time, but how many years does he have left?
Exactly.
Like, you know, I'm in my prime right now. Like, the last thing I want is...
And the Uggs and the hyperbaric chambers can only go so far.
Like, I don't know I want to be stuck in a four-year deal with a guy who can't throw an eight-yard out. And I appreciate his concern, and I appreciate him having the nerve to come out and answer the question honestly and go, it was a serious concern of mine. And this is, I think, the first time ever we have heard from a player going, yeah, he's great, but. And that's the point we are at with Tom Brady and his career. And Patriot fans, I hate to break the news to you guys, but, you know, Father Time's undefeated here, guys. Yeah. He's undefeated, Dane.
He's entering his 40, he's what, 41, 42? That's why I say the avocado is the up.
Yep.
The sleep chambers can only do so much. At some point, you got to be like, hey, what's behind door number two? Giselle and millions of dollars. Like, okay, I'll take that.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.